This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Improving federal milk marketing orders pricing system is a complex and lengthy process. And here to discuss, Chris Galen from the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, it's a big week this week with the first day of USDA's hearing on federal milk pricing.
The first day was Wednesday, and this is a process that will probably take at least 6 weeks, maybe even as many as 8 weeks, depending on how the testimony rolls in, Bill. So that would take us until mid to late October. The USDA has picked a location in the Indianapolis suburbs in Carmel, Indiana, and basically they're going to be spending time with a judge in a setting where various parties within the dairy industry can talk about how they would like to see the milk pricing system changed. Those witnesses are then subject to cross-examination by USDA and others in the industry. Now, a lot of this is specifically focused on the federal milk marketing order system. So there are a number of initial proposals that were submitted to USDA that are not being considered because they are outside of the scope of what the federal order system can do. But what they will be focusing on are certain things that NMPF has brought to the table. This week, in fact, they're starting looking at the question about milk composition and whether the federal order system and its formula for looking at milk components is proper, which in our view it's not, and it needs to be updated. Then they're also going to be looking at the make allowance issue, the issue of class one pricing, and class one and two price differentials. So there's a lot of different things that will be unpacked and discussed in much greater depth here at the end of the summer.
It's such a complex issue when you talk about all that goes into modernizing a pricing system. Will there be more opportunities other than this federal hearing for someone to give feedback?
What USDA is doing is carving out time every Friday during this hearing to allow dairy producers to submit their perspective. And you don't have to be in person. It can be done via Zoom. So that information is available on the USDA's website that they are dedicating to this hearing. The other thing you asked in your question, Bill, was this is a very complex process. And yes, it is. And I think that's a big reason why the system has not had a significant update in more than 20 years. Really, it's a federal order system with the different formulas for make allowances and differentials that was established in 2000. And other than some tweaks, a couple points in the ensuing 20 years, we've not had a very significant update since then. And it's because the system is complex and it takes a lot of resources and a lot of research to do to talk about making changes. So that's been done, at least by our organization. Other dairy groups are going to be presenting their own proposals. And ultimately, USDA is going to have to weigh the evidence for making changes and determine in what direction to go, because this has to be based on not just what people feel about what is good or what is bad about the current system. You have to provide evidence if you want to change it. And USDA is going to have a big task this fall after the hearing's done to weigh all these things. But we're confident that we've got a lot of good information that our members have submitted through NMPF in our proposal, and we hope that in the end those ideas will carry the day.
Well, it's an exciting time for the dairy industry because the process is underway. We'll just have to see what the final results will be.
A lot of different dairy groups agree on one basic thing, and that is the system needs to be updated. Exactly what form those updates will take is something we won't know until not only after the hearing is done, but it probably won't be known until next spring when USDA comes out with a draft decision for how things are going to change. So it's easy to talk about the need to make changes. It's much harder to marshal the evidence for what direction those changes should come from. But we will see what happens after this hearing.
Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. More at nmpf.org.